I mean, you want your Joe, you want to go, you want all the money up front with a short life, or you want, you know what I mean?
Nah. I'd rather work towards it.
And work towards it, or you just want like a balance, money in long life and kids healthy, but yeah. middle class.
Yeah. I don't want to be like wealthy and shit, but that just, I don't want to keep having that to work for the rest of my life.
So what Kobe did, was it worth it?
Championships, gold medal, MVP, fourth all-time scoring now. I mean, definitely a good life. It's just, I just think that they needed to have really maintained that helicopter. I guarantee you. I mean,
if you know they maintain it.
I know people, bruh.
What about fake?
To only lose ass off.
You know
what I'm saying? Player to ever do that, bro. No NBA player has ever played in the finals and lose and still get the MVP. Yeah. Magic.
The best Laker ever, Magic.
Kobe.
Magic.
Kobe.
Magic.
Kobe.
Magic.
Them five titles.
I fucks with Kobe. I mean,
all right, listen.
But he can't fuck with Magic.
The first three.
Nobody can fuck with Magic.
Magic was so dominant.
Nobody got Magic IQ. Jordan, none of them got Magic IQ. They can't make plays happen. Mike only good because all them niggas is good by themselves.
Yeah. But listen. All right, listen.
Magic good by himself.
When Mike left and Pippen was on the Bulls, right? Everybody thought Pippen was supposed to take over. And he kind of did, but he didn't. Guess what? Did the Bulls win a title? Nope. When Michael came back, they lost in the conference finals, but then they went back and won three more titles right after that.
None of them can make
bro.
Everybody else score like Magic. That's what makes Magic the best, because none of them can make niggas score. Magic's the only motherfucker I seen can make niggas score magically. Passes like, how did he get the ball?
True.
Boom, done.
True.
Magic make bum niggas look like stars.
That's what LeBron do.
I never seen nobody
That's
make
what
niggas
do.
Look like. Magic gave bum niggas career highlight. Nobody got more bum niggas getting crazy highlights on superstars than Magic Johnson.
LeBron passes is stupid. LeBron shit is crazy.
Watch
too,
Magic
bro.
Pass. You like, damn, like out of nowhere. Like he scored on him. Like, you're like, damn, Magic had niggas scoring on you. Like, damn, I know I'm better than boy. How the fuck is he getting the ball doing this?
He was driving. He said,
Kobe the Bomber too. Oh, Kobe a vicious striker for himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's cold-hearted assassin, bro.
R.I.P. Kobe the Great. Kobe definitely is a striker for himself. The Mamba striker. Damn.
That's crazy.
Cute daughter. That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Kobe deal was crazy. You know what I mean? What you think gonna happen? Nike sales gonna go up too.
Oh yeah, his shit gonna sell.
That's his wife?
No, it ain't his wife.
Who that bitch?
Lizzo, it's the fat Joan.
Oh, she cute though. She's got. She's
she big. She just
she definitely
big.
Pretty.
That's a, I like something like that.
Yeah, some thick Joan.
Some thick Joan. They nice can put Joan. On like a fatten up for me.
Was this worth it? Was the legacy worth it? Would you trade deals with you and Kobe?
Nah. At the end of the day, I want to live. I still want to see you.
I want to live. Niggas don't want to die no matter how much glory you put on it. Niggas don't want to die. Mm-hmm. Why niggas scared to die?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't afraid to die, bro. It's just, I mean, to trade a legacy. So if I die at 41 and millions of people will still love me rather than not know who I am, that's a tough one.
But man, fuck
I think I would take my life as it is, bro.
Yeah.
For real,
yeah,
I'd rather build my
thing
legacy.
Is, you know, niggas would die in a heartbeat, but his daughter died with him, so that made the whole shit definitely not worth it.
No, right,
worth it.
Right.
You know
just him? Mean? Just him?
Just him. You know what I mean? Niggas like go out of blaze of glory, but like, it's a double dually. Like, damn, I drew because I had my daughter in the helicopter, and going down might haunt him.
Yeah, that's going to haunt him for. I mean, well,
it would have haunted him.
It would have haunted him, but I mean, hopefully they together, man. That's the only thing you could ask for that they together.
Or like, what's the you're doing too much out in LA? Becoming that was drawing, going to helicopter everywhere.
It's not drawing if you maintaining the helicopter. I'm telling
no,
you.
No, I'm
bro,
saying
I
just
think,
doing extra shit and not just driving. Was that drawing?
could be. I mean, they probably could have took a plane.
What you gonna start doing different when you get the money? You gonna do that type shit, or you gonna keep it driving?
I mean,
I'm gonna keep it the same. Like, I ain't gonna start doing extra shit.
Nigga, I'm gonna be Amtrak in that shit.
Just to get to the stables. I'm driving secure, low key, man.
But like they said, that LA traffic is a monster. So,
we just in that LA traffic.
I remember seeing a throwback picture of Kobe back in the day and an Inquirer, and he had his feet up and he was in a helicopter. He was dressed like he was getting ready for a game. But he had on his Lakers gear and shit.
Where did they crash at?
In Calabas.
Like where?
In the mountain terrain in Calabas, California. Oh. In the city of Calabas.
They got pictures of it?
Yeah. Oh. Not pictures, but I mean they got
she nice old head, John.
Who?
John, your friend. What you gonna do, man? I don't know, man. The legacy got to be fulfilled. What you think God deal is for you?
I don't know.
What he wants you to do? You satisfied with the deal?
No.
Why?
I just want to have my mom living good, bro.
That's his dad?
No, that's the...
fire police chief?
Yeah.
We all got to go. Everybody got to pick a way.
Everybody. I mean, it's just... That's the helicopter, bro.
Why go down?
No.
They had no gas?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They said they was trying to land. They wanted to land over the city of Calabas, but they couldn't land safely. So I guess they were trying to land somewhere.
Why they ain't just slow ease it down?
I don't know, bro. That's what I'm saying. The truth? Let me tell you where the truth is going to be at. You see them. I don't know if they have like a maintenance law. Like at work, anytime we work on a bus, if I take the wheels off, I gotta sign this logbook.
Was it an old plane or a new plane?
No, and it was a new helicopter. Apparently, it was a newer model helicopter. But even though it was a newer model helicopter could be 4 to 5 years old. Okay, so let's say it's 4 years old, 3 years old. Within those 3 years, you still need to maintenance it, bruh, no matter what. But when you busy, when you so busy, you got all this stuff going. Who thinks about maintenance in a helicopter? Who thinks about maintenance a plane? Unless you got a team working behind you to handle that kind of stuff. Most of these people don't. You know what I mean? You just hear, I bought a plane. You know what I mean? Like Drake. Drake bought his own plane, right? Drake has to also understand that, yes, you do own that plane, so you have to maintenance that plane. You got to change the aviation fluid. You probably got to rotate the propellers. You probably got to, you know, I don't know, replace hydraulic lines because you're dealing with hydraulic equipment for real with a plane. So It's shit that you have to have done to it in order to keep it maintained. And if you don't do that and you just flying and flying and flying, eventually that shit going or give way.
Nah, I ain't fucking with them Jones.
He said, I ain't fucking with them Jones.
R.I.P. the GOAT.
For real. You
know, the Black Mamba.
For real.
I think he was trying to say it was Illuminati, Jones.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. It's just how ironic, though, that one day after LeBron passes him in Philly, where he's from, for third place in all-time scoring, he passes. He dies the next day. The next day. Not even 24 hours after this happened.
That's Illuminati?
I don't think so, bro. I don't know. But somebody did say something interesting. They was like, the Illuminati did choose Kobe.
For
because,
what?
I don't know. Because in high school, he did wear 33. And you know, 33 is one of their numbers. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
That is fishy.
It is fishy, but I don't think it's true. I ain't gonna start that conspiracy theory. What reason would anybody have to want to get rid of Kobe? What Kobe do? He won 5 titles for the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like he was speaking out against him and was, you know what I mean, was saying all this crazy shit. Why would they want to get rid of him? If anything, he was making the city of Los Angeles a lot of money. A lot of money.
business ventures deals?
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
Why do you think? Well, what was it, the deal from the heavens?
I don't know. Maybe he signed a deal with the devil? I don't know. I don't know.
Or you can't have it all.
I mean, you definitely can't have it all. You can't have it all. I mean, whether it be all the bitches, whether it be the money, the looks, you just can't have it all. Even if you look good and you short, or you look good and you fat.
You might have to catch AIDS or something, fucking all the bitches. What's going to be the deal?
I don't know. You see, Magic ain't got that shit. He ain't got that friend to the end.
So what's going to be the deal for everybody? What's the tragic part of the game?
I don't know. I mean, you just got to be able to try to have live your life the best way possible, bro.
Scobie had a two-family household, though.
Who?
He grew up with his mom and his dad, though.
Yeah, he grew up with everybody.
Yeah.
He grew up with everybody. I'm saying, I don't think his mom and dad separated.
Oh.
I don't think they separated.
They didn't.
Oh.
So what you think, though? What could have made it good? What could have made it bad?
I don't know. I mean, not getting on that helicopter today.
Not getting on that helicopter today.
That's the only thing I could think of, bro.
So what you think your fate deal gonna be?
I don't know. I'm hoping I die old in the bed.
Do you deserve to?
I think so. I'm trying to live a good life. I'm trying. Kobe lived a good life. He was doing right. Let me go, bro. This all is right, my wife calling me.
Stay up.
All right, man.
Peace out.
Hello? Nah, I left out. Yo, bro, you just dropped stuff. Nah, I'm about to come back home now.
All right, yo.
I'm KBHD here, and this week out in LA, I got to visit a little Nike gathering where Kobe unveiled his latest shoe, the Kobe 11. And this is a pretty special one to him. It's the last shoe he'll release during his active career, and it's the last one he'll wear on the court. So I got to talk with him about it, a little bit about tech, a little bit about the shoe, and beyond. Enjoy. During the busy regular season and all the basketball and all the training, all the stuff you guys are doing, how much tech, smartphones, cameras, whatever, do you get to follow? I know Roy is actually like pretty into tech. Shout out to Roy if he's watching.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you get to see?
Well, I mean, from a tech perspective, you know, I've kind of tried to dabble into it a little bit, but I found myself not being extremely passionate about it, unless it's centered around sports, right, and things that involve health, training, things of that sort. But overall, I'm going to describe myself as a very tech-savvy person.
My question related to that, since we're carrying smartphones all the time now.
Yeah.
Entering the league, like, what kind of tech did you carry? Did you, like, listen to music for a game? How that kind of stuff going?
Yeah, I mean, it was back in the day. Let's see. When I first came in the league, I had a phone that was probably about the size of my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we kind of graduated to having sidekicks and things like that. And I remember having Walkman players and CD players. My kids have no idea what a CD player is, let alone a Walkman. It was like, wait, you had to rewind what?
Wait,
so that song was over, you had to flip it over
and like
what?
Use the other side of the tape?
Yeah. So, you know, when I first came in league, the world was such a different place than it is now in terms of connecting people and being able to follow and things of that sort.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is the internet lets you connect to your teammates, your fans, all kinds of stuff like that.
But also gives you a great advantage, by the way, because back then when I came to the league, I had to do a lot of research. Myself was involved going and actually getting books on the history of the game and other players and things like that. But nowadays, I mean, you're a click away from finding out.
Makes scouting easier.
It makes it extremely easier.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, as a culture, we should actually be much smarter.
Yeah.
Versus becoming dumber.
Right.
Because of the crutch of technology.
Exactly. No, I agree completely. So getting into the shoe. Being interested in the tech of the shoe, I know you have a big hand in the design, how you put it together. How close do you get to work with the designer specifically on the tech and what's going on the shoe?
Extremely close.
Yeah.
Because the shoe is always an extension of the athlete. In this case, for years I've been with Nike, it's an extension of myself. Right? So the shoe must be something that's going to help me perform better. Yeah. And if it doesn't do that, we're not going to create the shoe.
I heard a story earlier today about soccer and soccer shoes.
Yes.
And having a low-cut shoe. I play a sport called Ultimate Frisbee. Mm-hmm. May or may not have heard of it, but a lot of us wear soccer cleats to play. Mm-hmm. So that kind of struck a vibe with me. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how this kind of stuff translates from the soccer pitch or cleats or low-cut cleats to the basketball court.
Sure. So growing up, I played a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
And so I've always been a big fan of the sport. And so I remember watching a game on TV, it's a Champions League match, and saying, man, they put a lot of torque on their ankles, actually more than we do.
Yeah.
Why can't I create a low basketball shoe? It doesn't make any sense. So then I started doing a little bit more research and started kind of figuring out how the ankle actually benefits from being able to move freely in space.
Great mobility.
Yeah, so you put less stress on your knee joints and things of that nature. So, you know, we're going to do a low-cut shoe. But now we have to really lock in the heel.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't have the heel sliding around because it puts the athlete in jeopardy, gives them more, makes them more susceptible to ankle sprains and things like that. You know, you have to make sure that the forefoot is really flexible, right? You have to make sure you're strengthening in areas that are extremely important, whereas in the height shoe, you can kind of get away with
right.
those
yeah.
things.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of ultimate players, you either get a low-cut cleat. I wear a soccer cleat, but then you get, like, something for the ankle in addition.
Right.
Or you'll sacrifice weight and get more on the ankle.
Right. We don't count this.
Exactly. So this is the Flyknit material. This is a big part of the weight savings. Tell me about, like details you had a hand in to design this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what we did with the 11s, we actually improved the Flyknit. So we made the Flyknit sturdier, made it stronger. And then we've actually combined technology. So we've combined some free technology. We've combined some of the Zoom and Lunar technology, which have been some of the staples with some of my other shoes. Mm-hmm. But they normally behave in isolation. Right. They normally don't communicate with each other. So it's been our challenge to try to figure out how to create kind of this marriage between the technologies.
Awesome. Best of luck in getting more of that tech-savvy stuff going. I hope you get on top of the game. I would recommend a smartphone right now, but I wouldn't know what to say because I don't know what kind of usage you have. So.
I'm a big iPhone guy. I mean, okay. I'm a big iPhone guy.
Okay, fair. So. I think that's pretty much it. Thanks for being a part of this.
Yeah,
I appreciate
man.
The time. And hopefully we get to do it again.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And supply, if you listened in high school economics, demand and supply may determine price. But the legal cannabis market is a government-controlled market, so governments get a say too. And Scott's been here with us this morning taking a look at how the government is setting the price. And this is really important, Scott, because we've been talking about an Ipsos Reid poll that found for 40% of Canadians, whether they buy legal pot or black market pot, it's determined by price.
It's so interesting, and let's not forget this is a market that already exists out there, and the government is coming in to want to take over that, get rid of the black market, and it comes down to price for many people, as you mentioned. So how does Bill Morneau, he's our finance minister, he set the price of so-called sweet price, but your sweet spot we've been talking about, anywhere between $10 and $12 a gram for pot. So how does he arrive at that, and how is that going to compete with the black market? That's what we're looking at this morning. But here's some numbers behind how we can arrive at that sweet spot, or at least how Ottawa does. This is based on $8 a gram, what Ottawa is expected to pay to suppliers. Canopy Growth, for example, say they could supply in around that $7.50 a gram. There's a dollar excise tax on that, similar to alcohol tax, a sin tax, if you will. Federally, they plan to keep about a quarter of the revenue that's capped at $100 million, with the rest, three quarters of the expected $400 million in revenue to go to the provinces. So if in provinces you pay sales tax, GST, HST, if you pay it in the provinces, that works out to $1.17. Total price here, $10.17. Now again, that's an average. And if you look at the provincial breakdown, a lot of the provinces have not announced what the pricing structure will be. Nova Scotia has, and they have three different brands to offer. And we're expecting that to be a bit of a template across the country. They have Valley brand, a Core brand, and a Premium brand. Price between $6.33 and $15, depending on the quality that people want. And the THC levels there are anywhere between 2 and 24%. So lots of interesting
companies depending on that. That's one of the factors that determines the price, I guess. So that's what the government is pricing in order to attract people away from the black market dealers. but the black market dealers, we're learning this morning, they're adjusting.
They're entrenched. They have a supply chain already. They know what their production costs are. They have customers there, and they're not going to want to give them up. And we're seeing overnight in Quebec from priceofweed.com that dealers charging there in between $3 and $5 a gram, and so that is plummeting. We're also looking at Stats Canada as far as them taking an inventory of Canadians across the country, what the average price per gram, what Canadians are self-reporting, and that it works out to $6.79 a gram on average. Now, the big players as well have been looking at the markets, and some of them, I don't want to mention them by name, but they are in the neighborhood, and there's lots of economists coming in now, MBA types, and they're looking at if you cannot produce pot for less than $1 a gram as a company, you could be dead in the water in Alberta. So if that's a potential of $28 for an ounce of pot from the corporations going forward, what is that going to do to that $10 piece pot? It's going to come down and to be
got the bull bars, old school.
There may be only a half a dozen or so, a handful left.
No, so let's go, girl.
If they fail, if they're bought up.
Yeah, and that's going to be good for the pricing as well. I think that now is the Wild West, and that's going to see some hair down. They can't be more than 200.
Because financial institutions are regulated at the federal level, most businesses in the...
For the Power Beats Pro clones, you can pick them up from Pods Bay. I'll throw the link for that up in the description. The price on those, $80. So you're getting more than 50% saving. Now, before I get started, let me clarify something real quick. A lot of people wanted to know what happened with Express Pods. I covered it on Instagram, I covered it on my YouTube community page, and I covered it during my live stream. But just in case you missed all of those, let me break it down for you real quick. Express Pods was not a scam, all right? The only thing that Express Pods was guilty of was having horrible customer service. Now check this out. Whenever you buy AirPods, fake Beats, fake anything from any one of these websites, I'll show you a few. If they have a PayPal, it's not a scam. All right, you order them from PayPal. If anything happens, you're guaranteed a refund. But here's what happened with Express Pods. A lot of people ordered them on Monday. They didn't get a shipping confirmation on Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, everybody went to PayPal and called it a scam. So PayPal revoked Express Pods' PayPal account. And then their company went downhill from there. Now, my personal opinion, I think that basically they sold out of the products real fast, and a lot of people that ordered, instead of sending them an email saying that we sold out or you gotta have to wait, they just left everybody hanging. So that's not fair to me, that's not fair to y'all. So from now on, I'm not rocking with no companies that have horrible shipping and handling. So in order to fix that situation, this is what I'm doing moving forward. Now, Pods Bay actually reached out to me and asked me to review some AirPod Pros. So I said, okay, cool, send them to me. Soon as I hung up the phone, I went to Pods Bay and I ordered the Power Beats Pro. Check this out. Now, I ordered these December 11th. All right, $79. After taxes, the total price came up to $100. All right, that was December 11th. They came in the mail today. So, Pods Bay, their shipping and handling is A1. All right, I can stand by them. Now, same thing with another company called Urban Pods. I will get into these later. They got some AirPod Pros that they want me to check out. So I said, send me these, send me the AirPod Pros. And then right after that, I went to the website and I ordered them myself. So moving forward, anytime I do any kind of fake websites, or not fake websites, any kind of fake products from all of these little cheesy websites, I'm going to order them myself. And I'm not going to do the video until the ones that I ordered actually show up. So these are the same ones that I got, the same ones that you're going to get. So this way, there's no flim-flam, there's no okey-doke, there's no banana in the tailpipe, there's no funny business. Everything is going to be official tissue. All right, so with that being said, let's check these out. First things first, shout out to White Shoes, back in the building.
I love my white shoes, I love my white shoes, I white shoes.
White shoes,
white shoes,
calm down. All right, now real quick, let me pull up the website. All right, so here's the website, podsbay.com. Now, if you notice, they got the fake AirPod Pros, got the matte black AirPods, and you got the Power Beats Pro. Now, check this out. Here's another reason why a lot of y'all thought Express Pods was a scam, because you scroll down and you seen 7 units left in stock. And everybody ordered them and you refresh your browser and it still said 7 units left. That's called marketing. The same way that says, hurry, only 14 units left. You could buy 14 units right now, come back tomorrow, it'll probably say 14 left. That's called marketing. I would not put too much stock behind that. Let's click on buy now. And there it is, PayPal. Now, once you see PayPal, that means you got your guarantee. This is an official website. Let's go through the features real quick. You got your H1 chip for auto pairing with devices, emblems on the earbuds and the boxing, iOS connection pop-up shows accurate left, right, and case battery. Can use earbuds independently or together. You got a 24-hour battery life from the charge case. One-to-one dimensions with leading industry earbuds. So whenever you see one-to-one, that means it's the same size, same height, same weight. They're going to look exactly the same. Now you compare this with any Bluetooth-enabled device, iPhone, Android, MacBook, tablet, PC, etc. And you got a 30-days refund guarantee. All right, so all of that for $80. Now, on a side note, a lot of people have been hitting me up saying that I shouldn't even make these kind of videos anymore. But here's the thing. We can't let one company or a couple of haters online ruin it for everybody else. Everybody's not balling. Everybody don't got $200 to spend on PowerBeats Pros. A lot of y'all got kids that want the same looking device, and y'all want to save some money. So like I said, if you want real Apple products with real Apple customer service and no headaches, buy the real ones. All right, now if you want to take a chance with the fakes, that's what we're doing in this video. All right, we're going to take a chance and see how these rock. First of all, presentation. Let me grab a little unboxing knife. Watch out, shoes. Rah. Let's get this plastic off. Now, as far as the presentation, here we go. From the front. Okay, now they basically look the same. PowerBeats Pro, PowerBeats Pro. PowerBeats Pro, PowerBeats Pro. Now, check this out on the back. Here's the original PowerBeats. Everything is in English. On the clones, got a lot of Chinese writing. On this side, same thing. Everything is in English. Chinese writing. Here on the bottom, pretty much it. Now, this one got a lot of words. I might have threw my original ones away. I just happen to have these original box. Let's open this up. Okay, so this box a little flimsy. Inside, you got your Beats logo. Okay, now, right away, you can tell that the presentation is, a little bit off. Okay, this is a little too shiny. Inside, got a lightning, USB-A to lightning cable. All right, shoes, I need you to scoop. You got some different size ear tips. Now, right away, if you bought the originals, you know the ear tips came on a nice little tray. For these, the different size ear tips come in a little plastic bag. So you can already tell that those are the flim-flams. Okay, now let's see. You got your usual books and shit. Plug them and file them. No troll sticker. And that's pretty much it. Now let's open this. Let's see. For the case. Okay, inside. Now, I remember, strange story, but I remember that on the originals had that same sticker because I actually peeled this sticker off and stuck it in a locker in the gym. And to this day, that sticker is still in the same locker that I use. Let's see. Okay, here's your earbuds. Now, let me grab my originals. First of all, let me put them back in. All right, shoes. Shoes. We put them back in and do the weight test. Okay, now, as far as the weight, check this out. Let's line them up exactly. Okay, the Beats logos, they do line up. As far as the weight, they do feel the same weight. On the back, they look identical. Bottom looks identical. On the front, same LED light. So as far as the case, just looking at them, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Now let's open them up. Okay. So once you open them up, okay, that LED is a lot brighter on the originals. You see how dull it is? It's a lot brighter on the originals. Let's grab an iPhone real quick. Let's see if we get that iOS pop-up. Okay, not your PowerBeats Pro, right, but it still popped up. We'll hit connect. Let's hold down the button. Okay, it's connecting. Right, shoes. Ow! Okay, so we got the same pop-up. All right, 100%, 70 on the case. Let's hit done. Yeah, same pop-up. All right, no problems with that. Let me exit out of that. Now for the originals. Let's grab the originals. Let me just clear my information out of here. Okay. Okay, so now the name came up on the originals. That's how they look. It is what it is. Oh, one more thing I wanted to show y'all. I'm glad I opened up my... Check this out. Now, I actually ordered these. Z Turkey, $45. These came in last week. And I meant to talk about these. These ones right here was 100% garbage. I do not buy the ones from Amazon. Trash. Okay, so let's connect these real quick. Let me slap them in. Let's see. Now, as far as the look and feel... Okay. They look the same. Okay, I'm going to slap them in my ears. Okay. Let's go to music real quick. Okay. So we got Sound of Love. Okay, here we go. Do a little sound test. Okay, I got max volume. Okay. Alright, hold up. Alright, hold on a second. Now, just from just testing them just now, they do sound pretty good. But I want to make sure that I don't get overhyped. So I'm going to connect both together, get the same song rocking, and let me do a quick live sound side-by-side test. Hold on.
I always had this fear of not reaching my potential. That really drove me to take a risk and go.
A second. All right, so we're gonna start off with the official Power Beats Pro. So I got some Young Thug queued up. The song is called Hot. These are my favorite earbuds. I use them in the gym every day, so I already know how they're gonna sound. Let's hit play. Birdman hands rubbing together. Let's go. Woo! Boom, 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 boom. Yo, this beat is hard. All right, let me let it ride for a second. I'm not gonna sing. I promise I'm not gonna sing. Okay, hold up. All right, so I'm gonna hit pause. All right, now let me grab the clones. All right, now let's try the clones. Same song, max volume. Here we go. Okay. Not bad at all. Let me let it rock for a second. Everything lady I love when it's hot. All right, hold up. I said pause. Okay. Now I got to be honest with y'all. You can definitely hear a difference. Now, like I said, I use the Power Beats Pro in the gym every day. These are my favorite gym earbuds. When it comes to loudness, the originals are definitely louder, and the bass. That's the main difference you're going to hear. With the originals, the bass is clean, rich, and it's pounding. These sound like some regular earbuds. All right, nothing fancy. But if you're sitting side by side, like I said, you're definitely going to be able to hear the difference. But here's the thing. For $80, these are not bad. Not bad at all. But if you're sitting side by side, you will notice the difference. So now you can't try to pawn these off as the original Power Beats Pros to anybody that's ever heard the Power Beats Pro. Because they're going to know that these are a little bit lower. And the bass, I wouldn't say muddy, but it sounds a little bit more muffled. It's not as rich and clean as the Power Beats Pro. And that's one of the things that I love about the Power Beats Pros. Now, could I wear these in the gym? Without a doubt, because that's one of the reasons why I like the Power Beats Pro, because they wrap around your ears. So these are not going to fall out in the gym. Let me slap them back in one more time. Let's check the buttons real quick. Okay, hit play. Yeah, it's definitely not bad. It's not bad at all. Yeah, okay, hold up. Now, let's put the right side in. Okay. Wait for that to start charging. Let's hit play. Okay, the left side is playing. Let's put the right side back in. Okay. Just connected. Take the left side out. Put these in the charging case. Let's hit play. Right side is still playing. All right, so that works. Now, let's check the magnets in this case. Okay, one thing I noticed, the LED is a little bit dim on this. All right, so we're pushing down. There it is. You see that LED just popped up? Let's go to my home page. Let's see. Okay, so we got Power Beats Pro. Okay, it shows up. Let's see. Let's take one out. Okay, let's take the other one out. Okay, so Power Beats Pro, 88%, 90%. Let's put them back in. Now, if you notice, you see it's flickering a little bit. Let's hit them in that case. All right, so there's that light. Now, notice it doesn't have that red light. Hit the Power Beats Pro. And I'm pretty sure these don't have the same fast charging, which the fast charging saved me today. I just came back from the gym. These was on zero. I put them in the case, put them in my pocket. I started working out. I did one full set. I found a set for me, 5 sets of 15 on the incline bench. And these were charged to 45%, and I was able to rock out afterwards. So I'm pretty sure these ain't going to have the quick charge. Let me grab a little cable. Let's see if we got any red light on this. Is this supposed to have a red light on the front? Okay, we got a red light. Y'all see it? The LED light on the front is just very dim. All right, it's very dim. Let's check the call quality on this. All right, now you see it popped up. All right, there it is. Check the call quality real quick. Why not? Okay. Now, what is this? what's going on? Hold up. Hold on, what's going on? Hold on, let me do this. Let's try this again. Let's turn this iPhone off. Because you got 2 iPhones. Let's try that again. Alright, let's get those out the way. Alright, so let's try this now. So open these up. See what happens. Alright, so now it's saying left 21 for it's getting a lot of different readings. Alright, so there's a little bit of funny business going on here, a lot of different readings. Hold up. We got 100%, 92, 30, 100, 30. What's the drill here? Let's see to take these out. Okay, now this is a little bit fun. Okay, now when everything this is this is live videos. When you're buying the fake products, this is part of the drama that you're gonna get. That is part of the drama. Let's see if it settles in. Alright, so it settled. Had to do some computations. It settled at 31, 54, and 36. Alright, so let's close it back up. Let's hit it with a little charge. Okay, red light came on. So now let's see. Okay, so the charging case, you see it says 100. It's charging up. Let's open it up again now. Let's see what it settles on. Take them out. So now we got 76. All right, look, again, we got to let it do the math. Maybe I'm the fake ones. Take a little bit of time to do the math. All right. Let it do the math real quick. Hold up. Let's everything add up. Let's see. Okay, so now we got 4%. 4%, 52. So this screen right here is not coinciding with the other screen. Because this one is showing 100, 100. All right, this one is showing 100 and 100. Let's try that one more time. I will take the case out. Okay, so let's see. All right, so basically, this is the part of the fakeness that you're going to have to deal with, all of this. Now, as far as how do they sound, they actually don't sound bad at all. They don't look bad. They look exactly the same. But you're going to have that drama when you pull these out and you open this up. You got to get your calculator ready. Let's see. Okay, hold up. Yeah, this is what you're going to have to deal with. You're going to have to deal with this. Now, if you're not using an iPhone, you're not going to care about this. Your shoes, you see this? Shoes is like, what's going on with that? All right, so let's take these. All right, so let's exit out of these. Let's exit out of these altogether. Now, let's open up the originals. Okay, so we open up the originals. And you see the difference? The originals immediately show 100%, 75. No computations. You take them out. Everything is official. Put them back in. Close them up. Now let's open up the clones. All right, the Clone Wars. All right. Well, it is what it is. All right, look, so the bottom line is this. If you want official tissue, these are on sale right now on Amazon for $200. These are, without a doubt, my favorite gym earbuds, the only earbuds that I'm rocking in the gym right now. I got 1,000 different earbuds, but I never use any in the gym except the Power Beats Pro. Sound quality is amazing. The Bluetooth connection is amazing. And the best part about these, the fast charge. Now, as far as the clones, let's, matter of fact, why not? Since we're here, let's see if these clones can rock to 30 feet. Okay, so we got the music on. Let me walk to 30 feet real quick. Come on, shoes, let's take a walk.
All right, so all the way up 50 feet. Okay. Walking back. Hey, my bad.
Okay. All right. Now, I just walked. Let me take them out. I just walked 50 feet. No drop connection at all. All right, so the Bluetooth connection, pretty stable. Let me see. Let's try a phone call. Let me call somebody real quick. All right, so I'm calling Amaya up. Let's get max volume. It's ringing out of both ears. You're... What up, girlie? What you doing? All right. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just need a favor. How do I sound? I'm trying out some headphones. I don't say. All right. Well, it sounds clear. Sounds good. Yo, let me ask you. Sounds good. Sounds like my regular AirPods. All right, that's not bad. That's not bad. You ain't gonna believe what I'm reviewing right now, though. I got some fake Power Beats Pro. You like the Power Beats Pro or no? The ones that wrap around? You like those? I'm saying, not the fake ones. I got your Christmas gift for you right here. Yeah. Power Beats Pro. I know, okay, but check this out. These actually ain't bad. You could give these to all these little Thundercats on your football team. They'll probably want to rock these to work out. Why not? You know, they don't care. We'll talk about that later. All right, I just wanted to check, though. So you hear me fine, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, well, go to sleep then. All right, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Music came right back on. Now, as far as call quality, I honestly didn't hear any difference because I actually use these for talking on the phone when I'm in the gym, when I'm sitting in the car on the way to the gym. She said she heard me fine, you know, sounded like my regular AirPods. Look, I really can't knock these. Now, here's the thing, though. Check this out. Close this up. You see the difference in that LED light? Hold up. I said, Amaya, you can give these to your friends on the football team. She was like, nah, that's all right. I mean, look, some people can, some people don't. Look at the difference in that LED light. See how bright this one is? This one is pretty dull. But look, man, you pass these off to some of your little neighborhood scoundrels. They not gonna care. I'm actually gonna buy a couple. I'm gonna actually wait. As far as the Power Beats Pro, I want to see how the AirPods Pro. Now that I know that for sure, this company is official tissue with the shipping. I'll order the Power Beats Pro and we'll put those to the test because those are the ones that people really want. Like, you don't really care about the sound quality and all of the features. A lot of these kids, they just want the look. They want that Beats logo on the case, and this actually does have the Beats logo on the butt. So yeah, if you're working out, you can get away with these. Would I recommend buying these for $80? Yes. All right, if you're just buying them to work out, you don't really care about the sound quality and all that, then yeah, I'd recommend these. But if you're heavy into your workout game and you really trying to go official tissue, then you need the real ones. All right, this is a no-brainer. You need the real ones because you need that fast charge. And you need to have the full readings when you open up your case. You want to know how much battery you got. You don't want this kind of shit happening like this. All right, let's see. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now, yeah, see, same. See, this is so crazy. Yo, look at all this shit. This is bugged out. But anyway, overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, the fake Power Beats Pro for $80. Right, now, after shipping and handling them, you're looking at 100. So if you got a bunch of little kids, all right, maybe you got you one of these people, you got five kids, that's all adolescents, and they all want some Power Beats Pros, you might have to go this route. But if you got one kid and, you know, they want the official pair, spend the extra $100, get the official pair. Because, again, when you're buying fake stuff, even though you see this little problem like this happening right now, this is today. Who knows how these going to run maybe 2-3 weeks later. Maybe when I get the AirPods Pro, I'll do a little updated video on these. But that's funny. Yeah. I don't know why I think that's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny. Anyway, Power Beats Pros, $80. Hit me up in the comments. Let me know what y'all think about these. Shout out to everybody rocking with me on Facebook, Foursquare, Twitter, Google+. Shout out to all the Google gangsters. I see y'all holding down that Facebook page. Shout out to everybody hitting me up on Voxer. And a special shout out to everybody rocking with me on Instagram. Y'all know that's where I'm at full time, 100% full throttle. And a special shout out to everybody rocking with the new stream on Sundays. Y'all already know, Stream Gangsters on deck. Get your drinks ready. No meat was allowed.